Now in the 18th chapter, we see that this man Saul had a son Jonathan that we've seen before. Jonathan was an outstanding man, and David and Jonathan became very wonderful friends because actually David was Jonathan's kind of man and Jonathan was David's kind of man, and they both were outstanding men, and they are men that God can use, by the way. And we find that Saul becomes jealous of David because of the people's applause. Now notice this as we come to it here in chapter 18, and we'll move right along. I'm reading now 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that is, David was speaking to Saul. You remember that Saul called him in after the battle, wanted to recognize him, wanted to give him a recognition, and he did. And I think he felt like he gave him too much, though, because of what happened later. But as Jonathan, the son of Saul, stood there listening to David, while we are told that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The relationship of these two men is quite wonderful. We speak so much today of the love of a man for a woman, and that is wonderful. But there's nothing that is as fine and noble as when two men that are outstanding men as these were, they see in each other actually a mirror of themselves, and they're drawn together. They are friends. They can have their athletics together, their recreation together. They work together, and their social life together. David and Jonathan were drawn together, and we're told here, verse 2, and Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. David now becomes a public figure, and he occupies that position the rest of his life. Verse 3, then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. These two would stick together, and there's nothing quite like it. They can form clubs today named for these men, but you don't find quite the friendship that these men had. And in verse 4, and Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was upon him, gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword, to his bow, and to his girdle. You see, after all, David was a peasant boy. He'd been herding sheep, and he'd come up to the palace, and actually, he didn't have the clothes for it. And so Jonathan just turned over to him one of his many changes of garments and shared his wardrobe with him. And it was a very generous thing to do. And in verse 5, and David went out whithersoever Saul went, and behaved himself wisely. Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now David had that charisma that we hear so much about today that made him accepted to the public. David is actually a great man. God looked on his heart. The people looked on the outside, but David is good on both inside and outside. Now he sinned. We'll see that when we get to it. And I think that we'll be able to offer an explanation that will be satisfactory. And we're told that it came to pass as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. But notice what they said. They had a new song, and the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Now, Saul's not going to like that. Notice verse 8. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And he's right. He will get the kingdom also. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. You see, now Saul becomes jealous of David because of the people's applause and acceptance of him. And we'll see now that he'll make an attempt to destroy him, to remove him. And we'll see that David does become the favorite of the people. So David sees that this man is not as friendly as he once was, that he is actually jealous of him. And we read in verse 10, it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul. He prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. This is quite a dramatic scene. There is David playing on a harp. There's Saul sitting over there playing on a javelin. David knows what he's got in mind, and he's watching that javelin, not his musical instrument. He may have hit a sour note or two, I don't know, but he doesn't want that javelin going through him. And it came at last, Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I'll smite David even to the wall with it. He wanted to get rid of him. I tell you, David dodged, and he departed. He took French leave. And he got out of that palace and that area as quickly as he could. And Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, and now he becomes afraid of him. In verse 16, we're told, but all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. David now is the one that is being accepted. And so Saul is wondering how he can trap him. And he uses a very clever method. He gives him his daughter for wife, and that puts him in the family where he can get to David any time that he would want to. And this girl, Michal, I do not think David ever loved her, and I don't think she ever loved David. There came the day when she ridiculed him and despised him, and he put her aside. We blame David for so many marriages, but actually, he certainly got off to a bad start here with this girl. And I read verse 20, and Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And somebody says, but you say she didn't love David. Well, you know that type of love we're talking about. There came the day when she hated him. And here at the beginning, it was that love of the hero and the fact that he is the popular one at the time. But it was not that marital love that's needed to make a success of marriage. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And so he gave his daughter to David. And this was not a successful, a good marriage at all. And actually, it didn't work out, as we're going to see.